3 years ago, I was drafted into the biggest army on earth, the more than 50 million Americans today without health care insurance. Like the first time I was called up by the Army during the Vietnam War, I am again a reluctant recruit. Caught in the flurry of corporate downsizings, my health care safety net has disappeared. If I were near the end of my life, I wouldn't care. But as a 50-something draftee, these days I find myself petitioning my body to hang on for dear life. If the 50 million-plus figure is correct, this means in the Charlotte area alone, I have thousands of neighbors in the same fix. I was thinking we should all get a bumper sticker that says, "Honk if you don't have health care coverage." The noise would be deafening. I do have the option to purchase my own health care plan from swarms of compassionate insurance companies, but the cost is ridiculously high. I would rather spend the money on frivolous things like food, rent, and a good winter coat. When I was a hotshot corporate executive, I took my health care coverage for granted. I figured the 50 million uninsured army consisted mostly of high school dropouts and welfare recipients. Then my company tossed me out the door, and I quickly found myself marching along with an army growing at a record pace. Turns out America is the only industrialized country in the world without universal health care for its citizens. Ours is generally a profit-driven system that often rewards the uninsured, sick, or injured with enough debt for several lifetimes. Ironically, Americans don't seem to live any longer or healthier lives than people from countries with a whole lot less in the way of medical technology. In Greece, for example, the average life expectancy is greater than in the U.S. Maybe it's the baklava. If this was the year 1805, chances are I would be dead by now. Problem is, it's 2005, and I might get another 30 or 40 years. That is, if my body cooperates or my personal physician gives me a free ride. Don't get me wrong. The American healthcare system is perhaps the best in the world. In an emergency, there's no place I'd rather be. I'm just worried that if a serious medical condition comes along, I may have to move back in with my parents. Meanwhile, I'm doing all I can to live what is commonly called a healthy lifestyle. I exercise daily, eat well, limit my alcohol and ice cream intake, avoid listening to Senate confirmation hearings, and give my colon a good talking to every couple of weeks. I've even started putting a few dollars away each month into a personal medical savings account. This is just in case I want to move to Greece.